Air pollution destroys more lives and homes than cyanide pills. Have you noticed the buds on the trees? The sweet smell of cherry blossom in the air. The rush of color in the fields. If so, you're not the only one to notice a worrying trend of ever earlier spring blooms due to increasingly mild winters. 1 week into January, part of London had already breached its hourly emissions cap 19 times. Guidelines allow no more than 18 such breaches in a year. It'll take more than a diesel-electric Boris bus to fix this mess. King's College London reckons nearly 9,500 people die prematurely every year due to London's filthy air. Climate change has hit us hard, with seemingly endless flooding in the north, made worse by insufficient defences. Three named storms have wrought havoc across the UK and Ireland in as many weeks, destroying homes and businesses. In spite of political fallout, this was a dream come true for some Tories. Former Treasury Minister Mark Hobban will earn £150,000 a year as chair of Floodry, the government's Finny Flood Prevention Scheme. Additionally, it's only open to home ER winners, an increasingly diminishing percentage of the population. The government's long-term strategy is to cut emissions as cost-effectively as possible, which appears to translate as not at all. Remedy. But there is a remedy for market misery. Nationalize energy and transport under the democratic control of workers and customers. Mass investment in green technology and infrastructure, to create jobs and cut emissions. Only socialism can lay the foundations for a greener future.